Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want Steve to talk about, you know, we just had a man barricading in his house saying he was going to, you know, end his life because of all the pressures taking place. We had all these things that are happening. But just tell us, you know, from a perspective of what you're seeing firsthand.
Well, I was
without any details.
Right. At work recently, you know, someone came up and while talking to him, you know, it just a lot of things just started unraveling to him. And as we were talking, and I just gave him the bill, and it was just all of a sudden, just that in itself was just the hay that broke the proverbial camel's back.
You didn't really know that he was coming to the end of himself, that his gods were falling, everything he depended on,
that he previously
all of his
to.
Trust. And so all it took was a simple thing like a bill, more than what he thought it was going to be, and this guy lost it.
Yeah,
I mean, he lost it. We're talking, we're not talking a $10,000, but we're talking, you know, just a, you know, a little bit of extra money on the bill. And but because everything's crashing, so what did he do at that point?
So as we were continuing to talk, he just said, you know, the benefits are falling apart. You know, they're telling me that the benefits are going to be taken away, and then just started talking about those that were ungrateful in his life for what he's doing for them. He's just like, you know, I just can't do it anymore. You know, nobody's grateful for what I'm doing. You know, people are just kind of, you know, just speaking against me, and I'm doing everything I can. And he's just like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. If you need to go somewhere else to find what you need, then go ahead. And it just sounded like just a lack of hope. Like
he even told his wife that, hey, you know, you need to go find you someone else. I mean, everything that was making demands of him, he just wanted to stop it.
Exactly.
Because he felt just all of his gods, everything that he depended on. You know, we say we're Christians, but the question is, who is our God?
Right.
That's right.
Who is our God? We find out who our God is when things start to fall apart. Do we still have a relationship with God, or do all of a sudden we're throwing our hands up? Do we only serve God as long as our provision is there?
Right.
You know, and the thing is that that's what we found out. Provision was our God, but God wasn't our God.
Right.
That's
so significant because you really see how many people are following God, and for many aren't aware of it. It's just like Christian means Christ follower. And you will find out very quickly if you're following Christ when all of a sudden something else is taken away from you, and that just causes an uproar or an upheaval in your life. And it takes humility to acknowledge this. It's like, okay, God, I'm following something apart from you because my life is showing it. Because if it was taken away from me and I'm following you, it doesn't matter if it was taken away from me. And a lot of things, a lot of things are being taken away in America. And people are finding out that they might say it, but very few people are following Jesus. And that is the perspective. That's the paradigm that we have to get, is that we might understand and realize that Christian means Christ follower. And many are saying they are Christians, but the reality is very few are following Jesus Christ.
That's it. And it's just the beginning of that taking place.
And
that's what when we're talking about, you know, honoring God with his tithes and offerings, it has nothing to do about money. It has to do about your heart. And you want to practice now doing that so you can trust God when you have increase or you have decrease, when you have a job or you don't have a job.
You know
that God's going to provide for you. Now's the time to do it, you know, before, and you know, get your feet wet now, you know. We'll figure it out, but get them wet now and hearing the voice of the Lord and walking in dependency to him. And be ready too to be a witness. He said that when a great storm happens and great destruction or disaster is happening, he said, people will look at you as a believer and they'll say that you are, that they're going to be destroyed. But you're going to be saved, and that by God.
That's right.
Yeah. But what also means that's the point. You don't go, hey, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to say, you can have God too.
Right.
You won't let them know that you can turn to God. I know that's what you were telling him.
Right.
You know, that when he started talking to to the man, you know, who, and you know, we've all been at that point where you're just kind of losing it in the context and you're not making sense because the enemy's attacking you from every angle. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a military dude. He fought for our nation. I mean, that alone, when you come back to America, who didn't even know you were fighting,
exactly.
Much less,
well, appreciate yourself.
Yeah, much less the fact that when they do find out, they don't even recognize it as a man of valor,
mm-hmm.
you right. know, and they don't no, honor no. it, you yeah. know, and then top that off with all the financial and economic pressures, and they've been trained with guns. You know, you want to figure this thing out, you know, and yeah. so that's what, you know, you begin to pray for him, right?
Yeah, yeah, and just share with him the process, because I am you. I know right where you're at. And just share mm-hmm. with them my transition and my journey coming out of the military. And it was just like, I was at the very same moment and almost ended my life and took the life of someone else. But God stepped in. A God that I did not know stepped in and revealed himself to me when I cried out to a God that I didn't know. And all of a sudden made me aware that what I was looking to, which I thought was important, was not important.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. the reality is too, is just that you might not know that there's a God that loves you, but the reality is there is a God, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he wants to know you. And you can call out to him just yes. like I did, and just like I was telling this man, you can call out to
him. You didn't
him.
Even know God.
No, I didn't. It's like
the but God life, knew you, didn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly. The life that I lived, I wanted nothing to do with God. I was looking to everything in the world. I wanted what I wanted, and when I and this is what he was sharing with me, is just like, you know what? I just don't understand. I've told God what I want, and he won't give it to me. He won't give it to me. And it's just like, it was never about what we wanted. It's what God wants, and the things that he wants for us is far greater than anything that we could ever want. What the world could ever give us, what God has for you through his son, Jesus Christ, is greater.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call out to him right now and just say, Jesus, I've looked to everything. I've looked to my job. I've looked to my benefits. I've looked to my marriage or just whatever, and just give it to Jesus, that weight, that burden, that stress, that constant tension, feeling like you're about to explode.
Yeah.
You can give that to Jesus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He took it. He took all of that weight, all of that burden, all of that pressure. He took it so you don't have to. You can call out to him right now and just say, this is me. I feel like I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode on somebody if something doesn't change in my life.
Right.
And just say, you know what, Jesus? Please take this burden right now. Just take it off of me. Just take this. I just give it to Jesus right now, and I ask Jesus Christ to come into my life as my Lord and Savior. I just repent for looking yes. to all of this. I repent for looking and expecting and demanding and complaining when I didn't get it. God, just take it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just ask him to come into your life right now.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
You can go to meetmyfather.org right now. We'll help you on that journey. Yes, meetmyfather.org. And we share with you a couple of our stories. Mm. And we want to make Father God known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. meetmyfather.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.